what can I say? Evolution is real. Do you have any evidence for that? Or is it just like blind
faith?
There's
like nothing but evidence that evolution occurs.
Really? Because the last time I checked, there was still a missing link.
When did you check?
It's been that way for decades.
When did you check?
That's irrelevant, dude.
Okay. So a missing link between
missing link between the evolution, like somewhere in the middle, like the ape turning into a man, like a man ape.
Humans are apes.
No, they're not. Apes are monkeys, like orangutans, gorillas.
Apes are okay.
Those are apes. We're humans.
Oh, so would you say that apes are a type of mammal?
Yeah, obviously.
What are humans?
Mammals also. That's irrelevant. Oh, so we all came from apes just because we're all mammals. Dogs are mammals.
Wow. Well, we're clearly related to each other, as admitted by people named Fritz de Palm. I don't know what that means.
Okay, but like, what's your evidence? Like, you have no evidence.
Oh, well, the evidence would be, first of all, we're both mammals. That's one piece of evidence that we both agree on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't prove evolution.
That alone wouldn't prove anything, but oh man, we got so much more than that. Just a quick question. If we did evolve from some other sort of apes that lived in the past and are now extinct, what would the evidence look like?
The missing link. We would find a ton of half man, half apes. Like you could see a clear progression.
There's no such thing as a half man, half ape, but what do you mean? What would
according to evolution, there is. Which obviously I don't believe in evolution, but according to your theory, which is just a theory by Darwin, evolution
which is backed up by evidence.
Animals,
that's how theories
or,
come about.
It's not definitive evidence. All
no, it
Darwin's
is. That's why it's a theory.
Was adaptation and speciation.
Oh,
not
God, that's
a single
a
occurrence of an animal of one kind turning into another kind has ever been observed. So your
yes,
faith
there are,
in evolution
there are some things that take longer
is just
than
as
a single
religious
human lifetime.
As belief
that is
in
true.
God.
But to say that those things don't happen is really asinine. So if humans
how
did
do you
evolve
know those things happen? Were you there?
Well, the evidence would tell us. The evidence, Fritz, remember? That's what we're talking about. The evidence.
Have you ever
if
observed
evolved,
an animal evolving
if
from
humans
one
evolved,
kind?
What would the evidence look like? You're right. It's true that humans can't see things that take millions of years to happen. You're right. That's true. But that doesn't mean that they don't happen. And if they do happen, then there would be evidence. What would the evidence look like?
I told you. We would have, like, missing links. We would have half man, half apes in different stages of developments. And those skulls do not prove anything either.
Oh, they're the evidence you were looking for, though. So there we go.
So
now that we have
the
evidence you were looking for, what's your next talking point?
Those are not... That's not evidence.
These are missing links. That's what you were looking for, missing links. These are missing links. So what's the next thing you want to talk about?
I don't believe that's good enough evidence. I do not.
Well, they're missing links. So you wanted missing links. We got missing links. So what do you want to talk about next?
No, that's not evidence. Like, yeah, that's still incorrect.
Right. So it is evidence because those are the missing links that you were looking for. We have the missing links. What else do you want to talk about?
Right. So that's just incorrect, but okay. let's see what else. Humans impact climate.
Okay, I got a question. How do you determine how closely two people are related?
How closely two people are related?
Yeah.
Well, if you go back in time, we all came from two people, like the same two people.
Well, that's not true. But anyways,
That's
how do you tell if two people are
that's a
how do you tell how
scientific
closely related
consensus.
two people are? It's not.
It's a scientific consensus that we all came from one man and one woman at some point in history.
No.
Okay, so if evolution is true, please explain to me all the different races, the Asians, the Hispanics, the white people, the black people, the indigenous, the Indians, the Arabs. Are you saying we all came from one type of monkey and all like that monkey turned into different shades of skin color and
well, what I certainly don't think happened is that people built a tower and then God just was like, hey, quit that, and then spread them all over the earth. And then God created all these different groups of people differently, but only revealed himself to certain ones because he's an ethnocentrist. And I certainly don't think that he told this one guy in Egypt to go invade a land he wasn't from and set up an ethnostate and commit genocides. That would be silly. No, of course we're all related to one common stock.
One common man and woman. Yeah.
No.
And
no.
That one man and woman from that
No, it's from
original
populations.
Two people
That's how evolution
came,
actually works.
All the races, all humanity came from two people. It's not like like an offshoot of some ape. And
okay.
That ape, one ape was an orangutan, one was a gorilla.
Yeah, of course it doesn't
happen
like
related
that. That's
to orangutans?
No
that
scientist would say that. No scientist would say something as stupid as what you're saying. So like you think you're representing science, but you're not. You're only representing your own ignorance when you say stuff
Dude,
like
you're,
that.
Dude, you're representing your faith in Darwinism. Your faith in Darwinism is just as religious
Do you know what
as
faith
being,
is?
Any person's faith in God.
You know what faith is?
Yeah,
you know
the belief in something
is?
With that's not that can't be seen, like evolution. You believe in something that cannot be
the
seen.
Believe something without evidence. We have the evidence. You asked for it. Here it is. We have the talk about next.
Like that doesn't prove anything. You know that there's been like
no,
you ever
it's,
heard
it's,
of the,
it's evidence
the,
though.
The
so it
Paraca
can't be
skulls
faith.
Of Peru.
So, there we go.
The elongated skulls of Peru. Have you heard of those?
Yeah, they practiced head binding. You can modify your skull by doing. I don't know if you
no,
know this.
No, there's a difference,
kids. But when they have skulls, the sutures are not, or the cranium. The sutures of the cranium are not fully formed, so you can modify the cranium to a pretty
Dude,
radical
look
extent.
Look into
as
the
we've
Paraca
seen.
Skulls.
You think they're
look
aliens?
Into the skulls of Peru.
Think they're aliens?
Look into the.
Do you think the
what?
Earth is flat? Do you think aliens have visited Earth? Do you believe in the Anunnaki? Do you think giants
no,
used to roam
believe...
the Earth? Do you think Adam and Eve were 12 feet
that.
Tall?
I don't believe in that.
Heard all this stupid crap before.
I don't believe
okay,
in
that's good.
That bullshit. I don't believe the Earth is flat.
Okay, so
but
up
the Paraca skulls yes. or the
are you
Paraca
telling me
skulls
that those
also
skulls
come from
are just
apes?
Modified skulls? Are you telling me that you think those skulls I showed you are modified human skulls? Because that's really silly.
No,
the brain
I don't
cases
think
are
modified.
Like up to a fifth
I don't think those
the size
are
of ours. You can't modify a brain case to be smaller. You can only change its shape, not its volume.
Okay, so how do you disprove, or what's your explanation about the Paraca skulls of Peru? They're elongated. They're
head
about
binding.
30% bigger. That's not head binding. Head binding does not look like that. Like those are that's this is clearly like
how do you know that?
Like some offshoot of humanity, some offshoot race of humans, and it was clear that they had larger skull volume. They had larger brains. They were more intelligent. They had harder bone density. So like this, that
so
alone,
that's true all over the
evolution.
World. There are some people that have more, there are some ethnic groups that have more gracile builds than others and others are more robust. But that does, what is this, what you're talking about sounds like evolution. It certainly doesn't sound like special creation or anything.
It does not prove evolution because if evolution is true, then there wouldn't be like, or like, I don't know, but that shit just doesn't prove evolution.
Then why did you bring it up?
Because, like, those clearly did not come from apes.
They were human beings.
They were, like, something different. Maybe They were like part human, but.
Oh my God. You sound like an 18th century Victorian colonizer who thinks that other groups of people are subhuman or something. That's the kind of shit they would say. You can't say stuff like that. To a 21st century person saying shit like that is just completely indefensible. Don't say stuff like that. It's so stupid. Dude, and you don't even believe it.
Evolution is literally what Hitler believed in so he could justify
God,
inferior
you're
racism.
So fucking stupid.
Have you ever observed?
There's no such thing as an Aryan race. So whatever Hitler believed in was not scientific. And it certainly didn't match up with anything that we know about human evolution. Nothing whatsoever that they taught in their state-sponsored propaganda coincides at all with evolution.
How do you think they justified dehumanizing the Jews and killing them?
He thought he was
because
doing
they
God's
were less,
work. That was his,
were,
his own
They were
words.
Like one-third human because they weren't fully evolved. Okay? And they believed the same thing about other...
He thought they were differently by God. He thought God directly intervened and made the Aryan race what it is. No
he
evolution there. He thought
God.
It was all
he
the
taught
work of
evolution.
God.
He taught evolution, and that's how he was able to push the narrative of inferior
that's
races.
That's not at all how they did it. Yeah, but it wasn't evolution, because guess what? Everything that they said about the Aryan race was false. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's still what happens when you promote evolution. You will have a group of people or race that supposedly
I don't do that.
Further or is a superior evolved race.
Okay, so you have a sample size of one. Of all the billions of humans there have been, you have one. And you're telling us that's what happens.
What do you mean? I have one what?
Your sample size. It's one.
What, Hitler?
Yeah. It's one person.
Hitler was like, was the Nazis, dude. Nazis were a political party. There were thousands of Nazis, dude. It wasn't just one guy. It was a whole idea.
It's
his
propaganda.
Group of people.
Yes, his propaganda.
Because of evolution.
No, not at all.
His theory, or like because of evolution, he was able to convince people
there's
that
nothing...
there are inferior races.
No, that's not off, for crying out loud. That's not
he believed
at all
that
true.
The Aryan race was a superior race,
which is
compared
false
to all the others.
Yeah, which
obviously,
is false.
But that's what your theory pushes.
No, it doesn't. That's what he pushed. Do you know that they also practiced physics?
Yeah, that's
okay. There you go. Then the laws of physics are inherently Nazi, aren't they? They taught physics, and they developed mass. They developed weapons of war using engineering and physics. In fact, they invented the rocket.
They still got human history
wrong. What we need to do is we need to disassemble all of our rockets and all of our jet airplanes and everything, because that's all Nazism.
No, it's not, dude. That's just
yes,
science
it is.
And technology.
They
got
literally
human
invented
evolution
by Nazis. A
wrong.
Literal Nazi invented the. Yeah,
if they were
no,
able to create rockets, if they were able to create rockets and advanced
they
technology,
did.
That's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's
Nazi just
technology.
So
yeah, pushed by Nazis.
Yeah, but that's not what they used to justify dehumanizing Jews.
Well, they
that
used
was
it
not
to
their
try
basis
to kill people, so they could
for
keep
calling
doing what
Jews
they're doing.
Less than.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Okay, so have you ever heard of, like, giant bones?
Oh, my God. This is even more stupid.
8-foot bones. 9-foot tall skeleton bones.
That,
are you
for
saying
some
all
reason,
these,
are not
all
on display
these came from
anywhere
monkeys?
In the world. Nor are there even photographs of them.
Dude, do a little
Remember
bit of
earlier
critical
when I asked you about
analogy.
Giants,
do,
no.
do some personal research. You'll find them all over. There's
I
videos
have.
of 8-foot, 9-foot people walking around. And like even in ancient times, have you ever
Wadlow
seen?
Robert Wadlow was 9 feet tall. He was the tallest person who ever existed. Yeah, they.
Yeah, but he had a pituitary gland. I'm
yeah.
not talking about deformity. I'm talking glands. About genetic giants of the past.
Yeah, like existed. Robert Wadlow.
No, he had a pituitary gland. He had a.
They all have pituitary glands. Yeah, he was
He had an
9 feet tall.
enlarged pituitary gland.
Yeah.
It was a deformity. That was a medical condition. I'm not talking about
Yeah,
medical
great.
conditions.
You're
I'm
talking
talking
about
about
non-existing
skeletons
giant
found.
bones. Even if they did exist, there's been a 9 foot tall person. His name was Robert Wadlow. There could have been a 9 foot tall person in the past.
There are even like 12 foot, 13 footers out
How
there,
does this disprove
skeleton bones.
evolution, by the way?
Because they're human bones. They're human bones. They cannot have evolved from monkeys.
Except we have the
That
exact same bones that
disproves
they
the
do in the
whole
exact
theory
same
of
places.
what?
Yeah, except we have the exact same bones they do in the exact same places. Some of them have more bones because they have tails or long tails, but
You seriously think we came from monkeys, dude?
well, if we
You think we
did,
came
then
from
there would
monkeys?
theoretically be evidence of it. And the evidence would be, I don't know, like you take our modern skull, and in the past, it becomes a little bit more primitive looking, so-called missing links.
Those are not missing links. Those are just like some weird animal. And I'd even argue that some of
They're
them are
the
not.
extinct, they're, they are our extinct ancestors. They are different species, which we are related to. That's what the evidence clearly shows.
Okay, see that one on the top, the A? That just looks like a monkey, dude. And the B?
It's not.
I don't even know.
Of course you don't know. How many books about evolution have you read?
I was hammered pretty hard back in elementary school till I rejected all of it because it was all bullshit. Because no one has ever
So
observed evolution
I
happening.
teach and I know for a fact that they don't give elementary kids evolution books. So that was a non-starter. How many? I rejected it because it's bullshit. So you've got it all figured out. Guess what? Everything you say is bullshit. I reject it. There.
So, like, you just have your prophet called Darwin, and everything he writes and says, you take as gospel truth, and that's reality.
No, see, everything you say is bullshit. So what you just said is not true. I don't do that.
No, but I can reject evidence, or like I can reject theory that's not based on solid evidence, like evolution. And Darwin was clearly a fake.
Why are we
He was a
genetically
fraud.
most similar to the great apes?
That's irrelevant. Ape is an animal. Like, what's even your point? We have two arms, two legs, a head. A dog has two arms, two
You and I
legs,
could
and a
sell
head.
out like football stadiums if we just had conversations.
No, I'm just like taking a
Can I tell you
chance to practice
something?
my English a
Can I
little
tell you
bit,
something?
so
Can I
bear
tell you
with me.
something? I love you.
Thanks, I guess.
You're welcome. All right. Well,
The Bible is not scientific.
Oh,
Earth
you
is
still want to
billions
talk about
of
stuff?
years
Okay.
old. Earth isn't flat. Miracles don't happen. Miracles don't happen. Okay. The Bible is not scientific. Not even the theory of evolution is scientific, dude.
God, why would you say that? Why would you say that? It's literally a scientific theory. It's
It's a
literally
religion.
based on evidence
It's
and
based on faith.
it's based on experiments and evidence and observation. Oh, my eyes are so red. You made my eyes water and then I rubbed them really hard. Why would you say that?
Okay. It's kind of common sense, dude. We cannot come from a completely different animal,
How can it be cut? You are totally ignorant of any of the actual
like
like data or
a
arguments. How are you
fish.
saying it's common sense? You
It's common
began with
sense.
the
We did not come
conclusion when
from
you were a
fishes.
little boy, apparently, that it can't be true. And you haven't looked into any of the actual evidence. So how can you say it's common
Yes, I
sense?
have.
That'd be like me go if I went to I don't know if you've heard of North Sentinelese Island, but the people there like haven't really made contact with the outside world. They're extremely hostile. But let's say I go there and somehow they leave me alone and I know how to speak their language, and I ask them, "Do you think we've been to the moon?" And they said, it's common sense that we haven't." What would be your response to that?
It's common sense that we did not evolve from fish.
No,
That's common
what I'm
sense.
asking you is, if you ask somebody that had no information one way or the other that we've been to the moon, but they've never even tried to be, they've never been exposed to any of the information, and they said, "Oh no, we haven't been to the moon. It's common sense that we haven't." What would you say to them?
Obviously, they don't know we've been to the moon.
And they don't have what? What are they lacking?
They're lacking the knowledge, not the common sense.
Right. And what are you lacking?
Not lacking common sense.
But you're lacking
The what?
the knowledge, the other thing you said.
That's your opinion. It's just a difference of perspective. You believe we evolved from
You don't,
fish.
you
I
aren't, you
believe
are
we were
not well
created.
read on the theory or the evidences or anything. You don't have the knowledge. You just say it's not true. You don't want it to be true. You say it's not true. You say it can't be true, but you haven't looked into any of the actual scientific evidence.
I looked into Darwin, the father of evolution.
Oh,
I
we
looked
know
into
so
all of
much more than he
his
did.
works. What?
We know so much more than he did. Why would you focus on science that was being
He
done in the 1800s? We know so much more now.
formed. What do we know now that we didn't know back then? If you can enlighten me.
Genetics.
Genetics proves we came from apes.
It is extraordinarily strong evidence.
Because maybe the ape genetic only differs by a small percentage. Like, I think it's a 2% difference in
Yeah,
genetic
of
code.
course. Which is
No, like a
exactly what you would
single.
expect if we evolved. If we evolved from apes, then which animals would we be most closely genetically related to? Apes.
Wait, so
And
we
that's
evolved
exactly what
from.
the evidence says.
If we evolved
And
from
we are
apes, then
apes.
why do we have less chromosomes than apes?
Because two of them fused.
Okay, that's the
We can literally
excuse why
read,
we.
we can read chromosomes and we can see which genes are on the chromosomes. We can see it's chromosome number two on humans. We can see all the, hey, you know more than I thought you did. Shame on me. We can see all the genes on
I can
chromosome
speak four
two
languages. English is
and
not my first language.
yeah, great. We can see all the genes on chromosome two and we can find those same genes on the two other chromosomes in the great apes and see which ones fuse together to form ours.
But how do you lose chromosomes if you're evolving? How
They
do you
fuse
lose
together.
information?
That's not
That
losing
doesn't make
information.
sense.
What are you talking? How is that? That's not losing information. If you glue two things together, you don't have less stuff. You have fewer things, but you don't have less stuff.
So you're making an argument that it is definitive that we came from apes for a fact.
100% of the evidence says that we did. There's not a single shred of any evidence that says otherwise.
Okay,
There isn't.
all
There's
right,
no,
sure.
there's none.
There's no evidence to prove we came from fish. If you go further back, then apes came from what? Some kind of
Other
four-legged
primates.
land animal. And then that land animal came out of the sea. That land animal was a fish.
Wait a
And
minute, you
before
speak four
the.
languages?
Yeah, four
You
languages.
speak
English is not
English?
my first. English,
Wait,
Dutch.
Do you believe, you don't actually believe that English is derived from some proto-Germanic language, do you?
Proto-Germanic. English is really closely related to Dutch and German. I don't know what your point is.
You're not telling me so you're telling me that German speakers one day turned into English speakers? That's really what you believe in?
No, I believe in history of languages, there are root languages,
Nobody's
and from
ever seen a language just all of a sudden pop into existence. But you're telling me that English and German are related? You're telling me that English evolved? That's impossible. Name one time when a language was ever just popped into existence. Name one time a German speaker had gave birth to English speakers. Name one time.
that doesn't happen. That's not even like
Okay, then
what
languages,
I'm
then English
saying.
and German are not related. You just debunked yourself.
Dude, you know all languages come from Greek and Latin.
Name one time when a Greek and Lat or Latin speaker gave birth to an English-speaking baby. Name one time. I'll wait.
That's not even relevant to the argument. Like, I don't know
No,
what your
it is
point
because
was.
you're telling me that English speakers and German speakers or whatever can trace their roots to Greek and Latin. Name one time somebody speaking Greek or Latin. Name Greek and Latin speakers only give birth to people that speak Greek or Latin. So tell me how they ever gave birth to somebody that speaks English.
That doesn't happen.
So then you're wrong
About what?
about everything when it comes to language. We don't come
About.
from, look, maybe your ancestor was a monkey, or no, wait, sorry, I'm pretending to, sorry, I was doing the other thing.
No, my
Maybe
ancestors
your
were
grandpa
humans
spoke Greek or
anyway,
Latin,
so.
but mine certainly didn't.
Have you ever heard of Old English? You know how Old English evolved and became more modern and became what it
Oh,
is
so you believe in evolution
today?
now. Great. Yeah, so
Old
name one
English in
time when somebody
language,
who spoke Old
not in
English gave birth
biology
to
or in
somebody who speaks
humans.
English.
Dude, why do you keep cutting me off? Like, you talk
Name
over me. I'm
one
trying
time when
to.
somebody speaking Old English gave birth to somebody that speaks English. When did that happen?
That's not even a good argument you're trying to make.
Name one time. Name one time when Greek or Latin turned into English. I'll wait.
You'll wait for me to say that's never happened. The obvious answer.
Yeah, so do, or maybe the languages change really slowly over time. It's not the case that English used to be Greek. It's that Greek and Latin speakers, as they spread out, they very, very slowly changed parts of their language until the entire language evolved into modern day English. And maybe we don't come from fish. It's just that a long time ago, we didn't exist. But there were animals with bones that we could call fish, and eventually their descendants turned into other living things. Do you get it now?
I understand the point you're trying to make, but it's false, and you can't compare evolution to evolution of humanity to the evolution of language. One is
Yeah, you
language
can.
and one is
Oh,
biology. Like you can't even compare the two.
Yeah, actually,
So
you
the
can.
arguments you're trying to make to prove evolution are very poor
No, actually, they're
and
extremely good.
are not convincing at all because that's all you
Well, they
say.
can't be convincing to you because, well, they just can't be.
Well, they can be because I know for a fact it's wrong.
That
For
was a very unwise thing for you to say.
1,000% it's wrong. And I'm curious to know, where did the fish come from?
Where did Greek
The
and Latin
water?
come from?
A lightning strike hit the water and it came alive
Where did Greek and Latin come from?
from humans trying to communicate.
Wow. So you're telling me that one day humans just started speaking Greek and Latin? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
See, you're even misrepresenting my points. You're even misrepresenting what I'm trying to.
That's weird. I talked to this one guy this one time. His name was Fritz De Palm, and he misrepresented evolution constantly.
Yeah, because it's false.
So you admit that you misrepresent evolution because you have a preconceived bias that it's wrong to begin with before you even
took an objective look at the evidence. Bias, because I used to be an atheist. I used to believe in evolution. I used to be like you, dude. I used to be just like you. I used to be like scientific. I believe the earth is billions of years old. I believe we all evolved slowly over time across millions of years. But look, going back to it, the root of that theory, it all falls down. It all falls down.
The evidence keeps piling up, actually. We keep finding more and more missing links. Can you tell me one time when Greek and Latin speakers started speaking English all of a sudden?
Yeah, never.
Never? Okay, well then languages don't change.
But languages do change.
Oh, that's weird, because you admitted that they don't.
Yeah, you're putting words in my mouth. I never said anything like that.
Name one time.
I told you.
So you're telling me that I used to speak Greek and Latin.
I'm saying languages have roots back going to Greek and Latin.
Okay, and this is language. Watch this. Ready? We are related to apes. In the distant past, our ancestors were not humans. They were a different kind of ape. We come from them.
I think you came from a monkey, dude. Not me.
Yeah.
See. I did not come from a monkey. And yeah, I wish I still had my tail. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be great. No, but fortunately, we are humans with a conscience and a soul.
And humans are mammals.
And a rational mind.
And mammals are animals. And one of the kinds of mammal animals that we are is primates. One of the kind of primates is an ape. One of the kind of apes is a human.
Apes don't have rational thought.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do not. They do not.
Yeah, they do. They can solve puzzles. They
do not make courtrooms. They do not have politics. They don't have government. They don't have structure.
They don't drink and drive. They don't smoke cigarettes. They don't go out and commit wars on other countries. Yeah, they don't do any of that.
Yeah, but they do commit wars on each other. So we're not that bad.
Oh, I guess we're related to them because we have that in common.
No, we are just humans, and they are apes. Humans have rational thought,
humans are apes.
A mind, a so heart, they... a soul, a spirit.
Oh, that's not true.
And apes are part of the humans animal are apes. Kingdom.
Yep, so are we. We're animals. We're mammals. You admitted that.
We are humans, and we have...
Yep, we are mammals. A mammal, a human is a kind of mammal. A mammal is a kind of animal. A human is a kind of ape, which is a kind of mammal, which is a kind of animal.
Right. You admit
right.
Darwin.
Okay, so you... Okay, well, you learned something, at least. Or you admitted something.
Yeah, not really, but...
Oh, yeah, no, I could not agree more. Not really.